says, Shochetov and Nimtzes Balas Mum, that's how they shecht, and it came out that the korban was a Balas Mum. So it says, Rebbe Lezer Weiner Kiddush. Yes, it's Chal Kedusha. Rebbe Yishu Weiner Le Kiddush. Tivu Rebbe Meir. These are the words of Rebbe Meir. So we saw Mishnah comes out very good, like Rebbe Meir, that the Psul is Kredim Shchites Le Kiddush, the Psul is Liacha Shchites, not Kedush. And what's the Smachlekes between Rebbe Yishua? And Rebbe Lezer, that will soon say, by Balas Mum, that's the Machlekes, how do we consider this psul? But these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says like this. That's he right. Says no, that lenechluku Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, that there's no machlekes in Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, al sheshocha tovenim tzay treifa shlai kiddush. That if you shech the animal and came out to be a treifa, about it's like kiddush. That they all agree. Because that's called the psul, kredim shchita. V'yal chutz lezman lo shekiddush. If you made a good shchita, just you had a moin and machshavas pigel to eat from the meat of the lechem tomorrow, that's called a good shchita, it's mekadosh the lechem. And if an ami tchal a psul pigel on the lechem, but I call upon him, there's a kiddush chal on the lechem. V'yal ba'amum shaloi kiddush. This were Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that if you shechted the korban that came out to be a ba'amum, that avada loi kiddush is no kedusha. If so, v'yaman nechleku, where is the machlekes? Achutzlim Kaimai, the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is where they shechted the korban toida and they had in mind to eat from the meat in the wrong place. Shleivish achutzlim Kaimai. Sherebbe Lezer Vayimai Kiddush. So Rabbi Lezer is good, and since the mitzvah was a kosher shchita, even though it made the korban possible, but it's called the shchita that made the korban possible. Therefore, the lechem receives its kedusha, just the lechem also becomes possible. Rabbi Yeshua Amano, that's the Kiddush like Kiddush. Yeshua holds no, since the shchita makes the psul, it's not matter the korban, since it's not matter the korban, it only makes the psul in the korban, so such a shchita does not give any kedusha onto the lechem. Now, Omar Rabbi Elezer, Elezer says, Hoyu v'chutz l'zman may posul, v'chutz l'mkan may posul. Let's see, both of them make the korban posul. Whether you shecht it with a machshava to eat from it tomorrow, or you have a machshava to eat from it the wrong place, Both shchitas, both machshavas pass of the korban. If so, Rabbi Lezer turns back to Yeshua. My chutz lezman kiddush, just like if you shechted, you agree to me with a machshava tida tomorrow, with tzchal pigel in the korban. You agree that the lechem is kiddush because the mice is cold, the mice shchita was done. If so, af chutz lemakayim kiddush, the same as for Shabli. If you shechted the korban with a machshava tida, the wrong place, it's called a shchita. It makes the psul in the korban true, but it's called a shchita in the korban. So what then it should be mekadosh the lechem? What's the svara of Rabbi Yeshua? Om Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says back, no. Ho yivachus lemkoymai posul. O ba'amun posul. Listen, when you shech the korban with the machshavat at the wrong place, you pass on the korban. Hu adin, a ba'amun is also a posul of korban. If so, I'd rather learn out. Ma bal mum le kiddush, just like you agreed to me. If you shech the korban, it came out to be a bal mum. It's not mekadosh the lechem. There's no kedusha chal on the lechem. That's not called a shchita in the korban. Is af chutzlim kaima the same thing when you shech the korban and you have in mind to eat from the meat in the wrong place? Since that only passes the korban, that's not called a good shchita. Is le kiddush? It's not mekadosh the lechem. Says the shayla that when you have the machshava chutzlim kaima, is it more daima to pigul? Or is it more daima to balmum? Now, what's the sort to say that chutzla zmanoi is more to mekadosh the lechem than chutzlam kaimoi? So, top Rashi, it's mashma, the first says, what the chutzla zmanoi the pshat is that you're in the Azorah, at least you have a machshava tzidit inside the Azorah. It's only the wrong time. Therefore, it's more of a mekadosh the lechem, mashenk and chutzlam kaimoi. We think do in the wrong place. If like the machshava is in the wrong place, therefore it's more of a svar maybe to say it's not mekadosh the lechem. Says the shayla, is chutzlam koymoi doyma to chutzlas manoi, or is the psul chutzlam koymoi doyma to a balmum? Samora says, oh maloi Reb Lezer, ani dimi isu le chutzlas manoi. Reb Lezer, listen, I hold chutzlam koymoi is doyma le chutzlas manoi, that it should be mekadosh the lechem. The yato that you Reb Yeshua, you hold, Denisa le Balmum, you hold no that a chutzlam koymoi is more daima to Balmum, the both psul. So now Rabbi Lezer says, let's see, nira le midaima. Like he hears both stodim, that's why you have a machlekes. He hears both stodim, and now let's sit down to think which one is really right. Im daima le chutzlam koymoi, nidaima le chutzlam koymoi, If chutzlam koyme is doimu to the psulu chutzla zmano, you'll be right. Then I'm right. To say what? It is mekadosh alechem. And im doimu le baal mum. If it's more doimu to baal mum, you doimu be baal mum. I'll learn out from a baal mum. To say what? That it's not mekadosh alechem. Siyistro Reb Lezer lo doin. Reb Lezer started to make a swore like this. To say the way he should be right. To say what's more doimu le chutzla zmano. Why? Donim psu machshavim psu machshavim. Both of them have a psul machshava, chutzla zmana, you have a mind, b'shashchito, 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 teed at the wrong time. Chutzlam koyme, you have a mind, teed at the wrong place. But we ain't done a psul machshava, me psul aguf. I should not learn out the psul of chutzla zlam koyme from the psul of a balmum. A balmum is a psul aguf. Maybe that's a big, that's a different psul. That's called the psul koyzim shchita. My shenker here is called the psul yacha shchita, avad it should be mekadosh alechem. That's Reb Lezer's svara. Now, his Chorib Yeshua started, Lod and Tadashin like this, Donem Psul Shein by Chorus, Mi Psul Shein by Chorus, learn now from Psul doesn't have Chorus, from another Psul that doesn't have Chorus. In other words, both Chutz Lim Kaimoi and Balmum have no Psul Chorus on it. But V'yal Yechir did not bring me a proof from Chutz Lizmanoi, for the Psul of Pigul, She Psul Sheyesh by Chorus, there is some Psul that has Chorus to it. So with the other pshat, this could be b'shah shchita. Since the shchita is called the shchita in the korban atayda, it's such a good shchita that it puts a psul pigul inside the korban and it makes a chiyuv koras. That's called the shchita. Therefore, the lechem is mekadesh. But by these other two, by the chutzlam kaimai, since there the shchita does not make a psul is a koras upon the korban, maybe there it does not pass on the korban. Maybe there the shchita is not mekadesh to zevach. That's one svara. Secondly, Nidoino Mishloel Shmoi. Let me learn it out also. Mishloel Shmoi. Shepsu Machshova Vien by Chorus. And over there we say it's not Mekadosh Alechem. So Psu Chutzlam Koimoi should be the same thing like a Psu Mishloel Shmoi. Then in both times the Psu Machshova. And there's no Chiyuv Chorus. And the Mice of the Korban, the Lechem is not Kodesh. So Vishosak Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer kept quiet. Masha Yeshua is right, it's more daimut than the psul of Shlel Lishmo. So the kid said, this is the way Reb Yehuda learned the machlokes between Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua. Now the Gemara explains. Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the way he learned the machlokes, Maishna Shochta Venimsa Shreifa. Tevi Psula Kodim Shchit, how come you hold use? Everybody agrees. You made a Shchit and you found that it was a Shreifa. It's not Mekadosh Alechem. Now come you say like in the case of a balas mum that the blaz holds as kaddish? How could it be it's kaddish? You made a shchita in the balas mum. The chur should be doima to a treifa. And the chur is a psul kodim shchita. So what does the blaz hold according to Rabbi Meir that the shchita of a bal mum is mekadosh the lechem? So more interesting, the case is talking about bedukin shebayin balibet Rabbi Kiva. We're talking about not stam any bal mum. Only a bal mum that is a scratch like in the eye that makes the pagam in the eye. And it goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita the Yom that he says this type of a mum of a bedukin shabayin, a scratch in the eye, the Yom that we say, Yamalu lo yerdo, so if it goes up, it does not come down. That means to say, if you have a korban like this, if you have a korban, that you found that it was a bal mum with a bedukin shabayin, so Rabbi Kiva Shita is Yamalu, once it goes up on the mizbeach lo yerdo, you do not take it down. So therefore, it's called like a shchita, it's called a korban, and therefore, Rabbi Lezer holds, it's mekadosh alechem. So what's Rabbi Yeshua's svara? Rabbi Yeshua holds like this, ki yomer Rabbi Kiva, when does Rabbi Kiva say, imolo lo yerdu b'psul de gufoy? What's not good to the korban itself, that the yevet of such a korban, you made a shchita run, you made the avoida of the zrika, and now you put the yemur on top of the mizbeach, so we did not take it down. That's not good to the psul de gufoy, the korban itself. But in Mekadosh Alechem, that does not say. In other words, Negeit, in Mekadosh Alechem, about this Shchita is not called a good Shchita, and therefore he holds it's not Mekadosh Alechem. Now, Yitmo learn like this. Chatis, Sheshochato Chutzlis Manoi, you have a Korban Chatis, and you Shechta with the Machshavas of Tigel, you had a Machshavas teeth from at the wrong time. So in Mol Solei Teret, and once it goes up, we do not bring it down, like B'dievet, V'tzon HaMizvech, Mizvech HaMekadeshit, we do not take down the Emurim. What's going to be Chutzlam Koyma?
Let's say b'shas shchita, you had a mind to eat from the korban the wrong place. So here it's a machlekes that Rav Oma Tevid. Rav says here it's Tevid, here it's worse, here it's not called a kiddush at all, and therefore it's Tevid. Rav holds no late Tevid. You did not take it down. It's called that the shchita was mekadeshit enough to say that once the son of the mizbech, we did not take it down. So Mar says the chur this machlekes Rav and Rav the chur Rav shigol like Rabbi Yeshua. The Chorava that says what in Malu it's Tered, it's not like Rabbi Yeshua that holds that by when you make a shchita on the korban atoydin, you have a mind chuslim kaimoi that he said it's not mekadesh the lechem. So pshat is not called a shchita at all. Therefore it's Tered, and who I did it's not mekadesh the lechem. For Rabba that says no that in Malu lo yerdo luchur yos like Rabbi Leza that holds the what that if you make a shchita on the korban atoydin shlebim kaimoi still it's mekadesh the lechem. So who it's all machlekes Rabbi Leizer and Yeshua, and the Gemara says it. So really, it should be that for Hoda Bei Rabba Lagabe the Rava, that Rava should retract and now agree to Rava's halacha. That Rava is the one that says that Imolo it's Tered. Why? Need the Hoda Bei Rabbi Leizer Lagabe the Rabbi Yeshua that before Rabbi Leizer like was Chayzer retracted against Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua brought a good proof that just like a Shchita Shloim Lishmo is not mekadesh lechem, who did a shchita with a machshav is chutzlam koyim is also not mekadesh lechem. But dik the army something like this. No, afagav the hoda be Reb Lez lagav the Reb Yeshua, even though Reb Lez retracted before and agreed to Reb Yeshua to say that chutzlam koyim is not mekadesh lechem, but I'll tell you, Rabba lagabe the Rava loy hoda be, but Rabba did not retract and agree to Rava, and why? Over there, Taka, Rabbi Yeshua was right. He brought a proof that just like the Shchita Shloim Lishmoy on a korban toid is not Mekadesh Lechem, since so who had in a Shchita of Shloim Koimoy should also not be Mekadesh Lechem. But over here, by this Chatis, if you want to say that the Machshavos of a Chatis, Shloim Koimoy, should have the same halacha like a Chatis, Shloim Lishmoy, Im also let Tered, Avadi Shemid Aloch here, that Im also, once it goes up, is let Tered. So you have here by Korban Chattis, everybody should agree really to Rabba, that we say when you shech the Korban Chattis with the Machshava Shlach Chutzlam Koimai, Enechnami, if it be Im also, but the evidence, the Korban itself, and that's called the Psal Aguf, and the Korban itself, if it would be Olu, Avadi be Lo Yerid, you don't have to take it down from the Mizbeach. Therefore again, the gate the Korban Chattis, Avadi Paschim on Olu, let Tered. For the gate of the Shalom before, about the Kiddush Alechem, there it's not poshut whether it would be Mekadesh Alechem or not. But Kopon, that's only the way Rabbi Yehuda learned the Machlokes before. But our Stam Mishnah, the Chur, is like Rabbi Meir, that our Stam Mishnah says, Shoch to Chutzlas Mana, the Chutzlam Koimoi, is Kiddush Alechem. Our Stam Mishnah holds no, that the Maisa is called a Shchita in a Korbin, even though it makes the Korban possible, but still it's called a Shchita, that it would be Mekadesh Lechem. Now the Gemara says at the end of the Mishnah Shoch, the Shlo Lishmo, if you make a Shchita, the Shlo Lishmo in the Korban, it's like Kiddush Lechem. Some of our Papa says, Shovak Atana Didan El Nozir, our Tana left out the case of an El Nozir, that when a Nozir brings his Korban, he also has to bring two types of matzahs with it. How come he left it out the Shchiach, even though it happens much more often? V'nokat el ha-miluyim. Instead, our Mishnah says the case of an el ha-miluyim that only happened one time, v'shasta miluyim, v'shasta chanukas of the Mishkan. Yeah, St. Moran says, v'tana didan, ikim ilsa nokat. Our Tana says the ikka case that we learn out, the loch of el nozir is from el miluyim. Therefore, it says el miluyim in our Mishnah. But really, the same loch would apply to the el of a nozir. That loch is when you bring the lechem comes because of the korban. So only if you have a shchita, a good shchita in the korban, you mekadesh it. If you make a shchita shloli shmo, since the korban is fossil, that's not mekadesh the lechem. Now the pshan al mishnah is again. Our mishnah says that shochto v'shecht chutzlus man v'chutzlam koyma you are mekadesh the lechem. So if you v'shecht shloli shmo, then you're not mekadesh the lechem. And the chiluk is you v'shecht shloli shmo. So it's not called like a korban toida. You're not yotzi choiv. It's poka the shem korban toida shaboy. Therefore, it's not mekadesh lechem. Mashenke in the chedushim of pigul of the machshava shalom chutzlam koymoi a chutzlis manoi. Even though those machshavas pass the korban, But we had the Gemara before, it's always called Korav HaMatik HaMitzvosoi. It's said that you brought the Matirim and Adarabba. When you bring the Matirim of the Korban, that's what's nice piglin in the Korban. Therefore, the Maisa, it's Mekadish the Lechem. And the Chanamni, but the Lechem is possible, it has a psul piggle, but it has a Kedusha to it also. Now the Mishnah says, HaNechosim, HaNesochim, Shekitcho B'Kli. The Nesochim, that the Kiddush is in a Kli, then the Nimtzu Zevach Posel, we find out the Zevach is Posel. In other words, the Nesochim that comes with a Korban Eidol, that's a Korban Shlomim, that you have to bring the Yain or the Mincha, so you put it inside a Kli Shoros. So it was Mekadashit, B'Shach, the Shchitas of the Zevach, the Nesochim became Kodesh. And then we came out the Nimtza Zevach Posel. Let's say the Psod is Rikas Adam. So what do we do now with this Nesochim? So it says, Im Yesh Shom Zevach Achar, if there's another Korban over there that could use these Nesochim, so Yikra V'imoy, then bring these Nesochim, this Yain or this Mincha, with that Korban. Is Yikra V'imoy. V'im Lav, let's say though, there's no other one though, V'im Lav, then Yislo B'lino. Then let just the Nesachim stay overnight, lav psulina, and the next day you could burn it. Gemara says, O Maziri, Ein ha Nesachim miskachin, ela b'shchita sazevach. The Nesachim only receives his kedusha with the shchita sazevach. In other words, not only put into a klisharis, but after you put the yayin or the mincha into a klisharis, then when you make the shchita on the korban el or the korban shlomim, that's what's mekadish the Nesachim. That's what Ziri is mekadish. Samura says, my time, what's the reason of Ziri? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Zevach on Nesochim. So, when is the Nesochim Kodesh? With the Zevach, Peshas, the Shechita, the Korban. Samura says, let's see, Tanan, it says, now Mishnah, HaNesochim Shekitcho B'Kli. When you put this Yayin or the Mincha inside a Kli, and then Benimso, Zevach, Posol, then it came out that there was something wrong with the Korban. Let's say the Shechita was wrong, or the Zrika was wrong. So it says, Im Yesh Zevach, Acha Yikrav Uimo, if there's another Korban there that needs this Nesachim, you could use these Nesachim for the other Korban. V'yim Lav, if there's no other Korban though, Yif Lo Belina, let it stay overnight with the Psalina, and then you burn it the next day. So now, what's the problem? What happened here with the Zevach? My Lav, isn't the case talking about the Yif Sov Shchita, that it became possible the Shchita was not done L'Shemo, wasn't a good Shchita. And still it says that the Nesachim is Kodesh, and you have to have a Lina on it. So who you see, even though the Psul B'Shash Shchita, still it says that the Nesachim has its Kedusha, and therefore you have to make Lina, there's a Psul Lina on it, otherwise you can't use it. So who you see what, that they're without the Shchita, just putting the Nesachim inside a Klishar, that alone is Mekadashit. So who you see, not like Ziri. So Moritz says, Loi, the Yisul B'Zrika, I tell you, the Mishnah is talking about that B'Shash Shchita, it was a good Shchita. Therefore, it was Mekadosh to Nesachim that was put inside a Kli. Just later, B'Shah Zerika, the Dam was Nishpach, they didn't make a good Zerika. So the verse says, come on, who's it go like then? Kerebi. The Yom and the Rebbe holds, Shnei Dvorm HaMatirim. Two things that's Matir. Over here, what's Matir in Nesachim is the Shechita and the Zerika. Malin Zeh B'Lei Zeh. You can have one without the other. Does either the Shechita or the Zerika is Mekadosh to Nesachim. Even though here B'Shas Zerika was possible, but since she had a good Shechita, therefore it's called the Nesachim has its Kedusha, and therefore if now there's something happened to this Korban, and you can't use the Nesachim today, so you have to wait till overnight it has a Psulina, then you have to burn it. Torah says, no, Afilu Temer Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Even if you want to go according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, after Yochav Mayaskinon, where Chekibu Domon, the Kais, where they made a Kabbalah Sakli in a Kais. So the dam a little bit was fit to make a Zerika. The Nishpach, and then after it became in the Kli, then the dam was filled out. And